The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts." You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition. He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from the outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This past month, however it's been, I can't keep track of time anymore, has been very difficult for priests in particular. I know I've commented this in two of my sermons here before. I can't remember which Mass is. I don't remember if it was at the Five or another Mass, about the situation going on in the church today. And it's been difficult for me. I don't know. I haven't been myself this past week because of, I don't know, all the traveling I've done, plus problems here and there, and then this whole thing with the church these days. It's just been hard. But I remember, and every now and then, this thought creeps up in my mind. No, why don't I ask for a year off, wait till everything settles down, and then we'll see. You know, go home to my parents' house, relax, eat some home cooking, not worry about anything, don't wear the collar so that nobody knows I'm a priest, and then wait, everything will settle down within a year's time, and then goodbye. Well, I don't think that's the answer. And when we were at the priest convocation, I hope you all know what I'm talking about, huh? If you don't, whatever. Get out from under your rock. At the priest convocation, Archbishop Gregory, our Metropolitan Archbishop, who is in charge of the provinces of Atlanta, Charleston, and the other dioceses in our archdiocese, he said something. This thought was already running through my mind, and he confessed the same thing. He knew that this was going to blow out, and he said, "You know, I had that temptation to run away from it all. I'm about to retire, and I could hand in my resignation, and then that's it." But the Archbishop said something very beautiful, and he said, "But I could not run away from it. Instead, this is my opportunity to throw myself deeper into the mystery of Christ, to throw myself deeper into the mystery of Christ." It's easy to run away from it all. No, like the gospel, I think it was last week, Jesus tells his other disciples, "Are you going to leave me too?" For them, it was hard to accept that he was the bread of life. And he told them, "Are you going to leave me too? If you are, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go ahead. I'm not going to compromise my teaching. I'm not going to compromise myself. Go ahead. It's hard, but it's, you know." But with the gospel today, and all through this long 2 months, one word has been coming to my mind, and that is purification, purification, purification. It's time to get rid of these wolves in sheep's clothing, I remember this cardinal, no? This ex-cardinal. When we were studying at Seton Hall, we would often see him outside, walking. I thought he was a very humble man. No, he would be walking outside with his simple priest collar, wearing a simple sports jacket. And then I asked a friend of mine recently, I asked, no, was that all real? And he said, well, it was all an act. We have to get rid of these fake people in the church. We have to get rid of this filth. We have to do something. And I'm sad. It's been very discouraging. No, I've talked with some people and I've said, why isn't anything being done yet? It's been 2 months and nothing. It's all letters here, letters there. You go on the internet, it's this one article for this one. It's one this one article against that argument. It's just been one storm of our news articles. And I'm saying to myself, let's do something. Do something, bishops. Do something, Pope. You know, don't just stand there and say, make your own decisions. You're the leader of the Catholic Church. Say something. Do something. Clarify the issue. Don't make it any more vague than it already is. I don't know. Thank God our bishop, we are in a good diocese. Huh? And I think we're in a good archdiocese. The Archbishop Gregory, though he was in some controversy for a house several years ago, he said something. He's the one who's been in charge of selecting bishops for our region, no? Our region, which means, again, Atlanta, Charleston, Raleigh, Savannah, these dioceses that fall under his jurisdiction. And from what I've gathered, in our area, there's not much of this happening, thank God. And we are very blessed with a good bishop. Yesterday, he came out with a very strong letter. Unlike others who have done nothing but defend themselves, he comes out, and in this letter, he says, it's on the internet. I don't think we put it in the bulletin. We didn't have time to. But Bishop Robert Guglielmone said, we feel betrayed, angry, and misled. I do as a priest. I'm sure you do as God's people who've been supporting your church, huh, all your lives. It's normal. And please, go ahead and feel that way. It's not a sin to feel this way against the church, because the church has been wrong for the past couple of, well, not the whole church, huh? Some bishops. It's been an abuse of power, and now is the time for purification. Now is the time for change. Now is the time to do something about it. 2002 came and went, and nothing was done, and now the Lord is purifying his church to get rid of those with Pharisaical ideas, with Pharisaical attitudes, who are like scribes, who worry more about rules and appearances and forget why they're priests or bishops in the first place, to get rid of these wolves in sheep clothing, to get rid of people with agendas other than Christ, to get rid of people who have been abusing their power. It's not a question of politics. It's a question of truth. It's not liberals versus conservatives. It's not any of that. It's the truth that we must fight for. And so, what are we to do as God's people, as a simple priest, as lay folk who want to remain faithful to Christ? What are we to do? It's been confusing. For me, it's been confusing. I can't imagine how it's been for you. You turn on the interview, you go onto the computer, and again, it's that one article for, one article against, one article contradicting that person, another one I don't know. But what are we to do in the midst of this storm of back and forth, back and forth? I don't know. Any practical ideas? I don't know. But what I can say is to throw yourselves deeper into the mystery of Christ, who has been betrayed again and again and again by his own apostles. Throw yourselves deeply, more deeply into that mystery of Christ. The best way, I think, to do this is to take up your rosaries. Huh? Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady in Akita, Japan, there were apparitions there in the 1970s. She prophesied all of this. You know, she said, cardinal will oppose cardinal, bishop will oppose bishop. Our Lady knew it, and she's been saying the same thing over and over again. Turn to prayer, because it is prayer that will help us remain grounded, not in the Pope, not in the bishops, not in the priests, but in Jesus Christ. Prayer helps us to remain deeply rooted in Christ. Prayer helps us to throw ourselves more deeply into the mystery of Christ. These days, when I've been saying my rosary, I've been saying the sorrowful mysteries and trying to see the mindset of Jesus as he suffered his agony in the garden. He was crowned with thorns, scourged at the pillar, carried his cross to Calvary and died, was betrayed, all that. That's, we have to try and think as Christ thinks. As he was betrayed then, he's being betrayed now. But he didn't give up. He didn't say, the hell with you all, I'm putting down the cross and that's it. He continued forward, remained grounded in Christ, and despite whatever happens in the next month, in the next year, in the next whatever, we will be safe. Our faith is not based on popes. Our faith is not based on bishops. And our faith, God forbid, should not be based on priests. Our faith is based on Jesus Christ. We are meant to, as priests, as ordained, meant to foster community, to bring about this community. And that should be the only agenda of your priests. As lay people, keep your priests accountable. No? Tell us when we're doing something right, yeah? It's good to be encouraged now and then, you know? It is a hard job. Tell us when we're doing something wrong. Keep us accountable. That's a very practical way of finding a solution to all this. Father, I don't agree with this. Father, I don't agree with that. Thank you. It's fraternal correction. But then encourage your priest too. We're very lucky. As Adorno Fathers, no? We have the support of our communities. Being a priest is not easy. Huh? For the past 2 days, I've been running around like a chicken without a head, running from this person to that person, trying to catch up on the work that I've missed out on since I've been back. And it's not easy. But as religious priests, we are blessed with a community who supports us. Father Ed and myself, we get a lot off of our chests by talking with each other. And I thank God every day that we're blessed with a good parish here at our risen Savior. We feel very blessed by having parishioners like you who are very supportive of your priests and who trust your priests. So thank you for the support you've given us. Continue to pray for us. Pray for our Bishop Guglielmone. Thank God we have a good bishop. Pray for the Pope. Pray for everybody involved in this mess. But above all, throw yourselves more deeply into the mystery of Christ. Amen.